Today we are going to discuss the Rashba and the Reb Chaim. Just not to forget the Shaychus Tasugya. Once we get off on the discussion of Reb Chaim, it takes on a life of its own. But the connection to our Sugya is all gebayt on this Rashba. The Rashba learns the case of Mechal Yekarna, Loi Mechal Yekarna. He learns in Rashi that what is Loi Mechal Yekarna? It's a situation where a farmer plants his field and Derech HaTeva, normally he would leave the field to grow a normal crop. And what happened is that the other person's animal came and ate the peiris when it was very young, when it was just starting to grow. Achlan aruga, like Rashi says, he asked the eater when it was still very small. And Saifei Lazar v'litzmayach kitchila. Rashba learns that there's such a metzias that at the end it's Saifei Lazar v'litzmayach the way it would have anyway. There's no loss, there's zero loss in the eating of the shachas. And the person's going to end up with the same exact crop that he would have ended up with anyway. There's no difference in what's going to happen. So I would have a havamina that you should be putter from paying. So now the havamina is very strong. Taka would have a havamina you should be putter from paying. So it's a good havamina. I would have a havamina you're putter from paying. Kamash malan that you have to pay. So here Reb Chaim says that this Rashba is totally in the nidain that the Velt calls Reb Chaim's nidain. A person, as we said, who has two rare pictures or two rare stamps, and each is worth, let's say, $500,000, and they both belong to the same person, and the Mazik comes and he destroys one of them. And now, by destroying it, the remaining one is worth double, it's worth $1 million. So the question is, do you have to pay, or don't you have to pay? The tzad you don't have to pay is there was no hefsid, he has suffered no loss. The tzad that you do have to pay is because you were masochim, you took a $500,000 picture, or a $500,000 stamp, and you ripped it up. So this is, Reb Chaim says that this is this pshat of the Gemara is totally in this chakira. And before you go anywhere, if you want to talk about the shayla, anybody who wants to talk about the shayla anywhere, even just around the Shabbos table, before you start, you have to decide in your mind which side is more pashut and which side is a chiddush. It's hard to talk about a shayla such as this, where all the other cases, I mentioned another handful of cases that are the same shayla, but until you're going to decide in your mind which side to you is more mistaver, it's really not shayla to have an intelligent discussion on it. I mean, right this way, right that way, but it's all going to be very confusing unless, when you start, in any such yusaydistik and nidayim, you see klar. Best thing is if you could see klar both tzedadim. But in chol hapachis, you have to have klar one way or the other. It has to be negay you a little bit to understand one mahalach or the other. Now, which is the more pashut to mahalach in Reb Chaim's case? It should be chayiv, it should be pater in their case. So Ari says pater. Which means usually everybody else is going to say, yeah. What's more pashut? What? If I was mazik him. If Torah said a chid, it should be mazik someone you have to pay. So how do you answer that?
What's holding the mazik?
What's called being mazik somebody?
Either way you look at it, it's a loss of money. Because the other item went up, it doesn't mean you have to lose anything here. That's that's another thing. For example, if they sold one and that one was destroyed, does that other stamp would go up to $1 million?
Now, if you sold it, there would be two in the world. It wouldn't go up.
No, but if you sold it, then it would destroy. Yeah, it would go up.
But he has not be other to sell it and destroy it. That's not a possibility, though. You can't sell something and then destroy it.
No, not he would destroy it. It would get destroyed after he sold it.
But it didn't get destroyed.
Right, but the fact that this one got destroyed that made the other one go up is unrelated to, you know, it happened because this guy destroyed it. But
it
has nothing to do with the fact that it's
sure
that now it's only one in the world,
so
we're not. It's not the same
Meister. This is so clear that it's not the same Meister. It would seem that it is the same Meister.
The fact that comes out from the fact that...
Yeah, but it comes out directly from the... If it's separate, Reb Chaim didn't look at it as separate. Otherwise, this whole comparison to our case didn't stim. Reb Chaim's whole copy is that it happens Bahadi Adadi. At the same moment you have a loss, you have a gain. There's no moment that you value your assets go down and then go up again. It's all Bahadi Adadi. That's the Nida. So alright, so we have a Tzadi Shivi Pater because there's no Hefsid, which is fine. You can feel that way. You can feel either way. To me, the more simple way would be fakert. I thought more people would feel that way, or maybe they do, we just don't want to say it, I don't know. To me, the more simple tzad is that you chayiv. So you ripped up his stamp. The truth is, you could say you are chayiv. How much you have to pay? Only what you caused the loss. But that's what you're saying, really, right? But the attitude the other way is to say, you destroyed half a million dollars, destroyed half a million dollars. Who cares? Other things? So who cares? What does that have to do with it? That's the tzad shekineged. And I don't know, maybe I'm biased. I had a chavrusa for many, many years. I think we went through maybe all the yeshiva sefers together. And he was very strong that there are no two ways to Rechayim. He felt very strongly, Yechayim. He might have someone Yechayim and finished. That I think that generally yeshiva felt that's more the attitude. That you might have someone Yechayim. That doesn't prove it's right. I'm just saying, you have to have a starting point to declare the two tzadim. There is a strong tzad that I was Mazik, so who cares? I happen to have another stamp. What does that do with anything? I had this, you destroyed this. You mean tashlumin is what you mean. So you're paying, you have to assess the monetary loss. So I had a monetary loss here of $500,000, and somewhere else I had a gain of $500,000. But it came at the same moment. So if let's say you make my thing worth more, so I'll tell you Yeshkaya for that. I don't have to pay you for that. It's your teshlum. It's your teshlum. Make it worth more. Let's say someone owes me $500,000. He destroyed my building. He owes me $500,000. Now I have a stamp and someone else has a stamp. Mine is worth $500,000. It is worth $500,000. So you tell me, you do teshlum to me, you go rip up his stamp, and now my stamp is worth $1,000,000. Huh? That would be a good tashlum, you think? Huh? So you'll settle with the other guy. Huh? That won't be a good tashlum, you know? Now here's Bahadadi, that's the difference. Here it happens at the same moment. But they were talking about the Isser. Oh, you mean if you learn to have a Shavas HaVeidas, then there should be no Isser. This is only if I cause you a loss of money. Then there's no wisdom. If you only have a Shavas Aveda, then there's no riot to hear. But you see, that's all in the Tzad Issa Shabbai, not in the Echiyav Mamin Shabbai. We said the Torah is Mechayiv Yomani. The Torah didn't say you're not allowed to do it. How do you know you're allowed to do it? So it's type of said you're going to have a Shavas Aveda. So you're right. In this case, I have no limit for my Shavas Aveda. Machinam. separate problem. It's a separate problem in this regard. But the Maramachim that's always brought for this, for this Shaila, is a Shilta Gevira. In Masechtas Bava Basra, the Stipler has a piece, I'm going to get to the Stipler in a few minutes, the Stipler is Simen Chav Beis on Bava Kama. The old prince is Simen Chav Aleph, and it starts from Oiz Beis. It says the Shaykh is still tomorrow later, but after that, where the Stipler talks, he doesn't bring Der Chaim, but he talks about this Shaila, if you pay Kafiyah Hefzid or you pay Kafiyah Hezik. It's Simen, like I said, either Chav Aleph or Chav Beis, and it's Oiz Beis and Gimel, and on. And I think he brings the Shulta Gevirim as well. Shulta Gevirim is in Bava Basra, the first parak. The Shulta Gevirim has the following Shaila, which, if you analyze it, comes down to probably the same Shaila. Let's say I borrow a tape recorder from Reuven. The tape recorder is worth $100. So I borrow it from Reuven. And while I have it, you come and you break it. So right now, I owe Reuven $100. It's not worth anything now. So I borrowed a $100 tape recorder, a shayil, a tzayim on everything. I owe him $100. You owe me $100. You broke the tape recorder. I go over to Reuven. I tell Reuven, you know, I feel very bad. Tape recorder broke. I have to pay you. He says, you know what? We're old friends. I'm not going to. Nah, you don't have to pay. I say, no, I want to pay. So he said, oh, I'm going to give him $50. It's worth $100. But because we're friends, so he says, you know what, give me $50 and it's fine. How much does the mazik have to pay me? How much does the mazik have to pay me? The mazik broke the tape recorder I had. I was nispasher with the bailim to settle with him. I'm going to pay him a davar mu'ud. I'm going to pay him a smaller amount. What would you say the mazik has to pay me, right? The mazik has to pay me. I have to pay the owner. So with the owner, I settle. Now the mazik owes me money. What does he owe me? So everyone would say full amount, right? What does one thing have to do with the other? Kesar alois sayer across the shul. It's a little different. He wasn't alois sayer. When the hezek happened, he owed me 100. I owed him 100. Just I settled with him. It's a step different. At any rate, what the Shulta Gevirim says is the mazik only has to pay me a davar mu'it. He only has to pay me whatever he caused me a loss. Chiddush. In other words, he was mazik something that I had, but it only caused me a loss of $50 because it wasn't my thing. It was Pliny's thing. And since Pliny was the spasher with me for $50, so Zakhi Shulta Gevirim, you only have to pay. The mazik only has to pay the shayil $50 are finished. The double move. Klar from this Shilta Gevirim. Now what? How do you shots up tashlumin? How do you estimate tashlumin? By hefsid, not by hezek. Right? This Shilta Gevirim is a klar raya. We'll have to know if we pass in this way. But this Shulta Gevirim is the klar raya that to the chiddush, what I consider a chiddush, when you say it's more pashut, certainly the Shulta Gevirim holds you only pay a hefsid. Because Shulta Gevirim is saying in such a case where it's even more mustavi, you should pay the full amount, and he says you only have to pay half. So this is the strong raya to the tzad that you only pay kafi ha-hefsid. Tashlumin is based on loss. Now, of course, the shayla, it's very hard to argue that this is a raya. The question is, do we pass like this Shulta Gevirim? And in the Shaar Mishpat, there's a piece, the Simen Ayin Beis, the Kut and Yud Beis. I think his lashon is that the Shulta Gevirim ain't a emes klal klal. He has a very strong feeling about this psak. He says it's not true at all. And he brings a raya. The that he brings a raya, this is probably where it came in last year in Hamafkid. He brings a raya from Perek Hamafkid the other way. The Perek Hamafkid, we had the Mishnah where somebody Ruvain rents a para to Shimon. Shimon lends the para to Levi. Gemara said he had rishus to do it kafi daitoi, on his own risk. Shimon lent it to Levi. When it was by Levi, there was an oinus. So the animal was killed by oinus. So let's see. There are two shaylos. The owner gave it to a seicher. The seicher is potter on oinus. So you don't have to pay the owner. The seicher gave it to the shayl. The shayl. So the Tanakhama says that the Shayil pays the Seicher and the Seicher doesn't have to pay the owner. Rabbi Yaisi Ketzal Hala is the Seicher of the Parasi Shachaveh. Rabbi Yaisi said, what? Not fair. How could somebody make business with Parasi Shachaveh? Ketzal Seicher Parasi Shachaveh. The payment is Parasi Shachaveh. Up to Shar Mishpat, Akad, his tiny Ketar Allah is a Spirit Parasa Shachaveira. The Tanakhama, what should be the din according to the Shar Mishpat? According to the Shilte Gibayrim. What should have been the din? Like the Shilte Gibayrim, the Seicher gave it to the Shayel. The Shayel gave it to the Seicher gave it, start again. The owner gave it to the Seicher. The Seicher gave it to the Shayel. The Shayel was massacred, it was nanas. How much did the Shayel have to pay the Seicher? Like the Shilte Gibayrim. Huh? How much did he have to pay him? But the Shilte Gibayrim, what do you have to pay somebody? Only what he has to pay the owner. It says he has to pay the owner zero, like the Shilte Gibayrim. The Seicher, the Mikra Adin, should get nothing from the Shayel. Because if you pay the person who lent it to you what he lost nothing. So the Shar Mishpat says that it's a Beferish Mishnah, not like the Shilte Gibayrim. Akoponim, how does Shilte Gibayrim will answer it? Unless we learn it the Taka Rav Yaisi's Kasha. We have here a machlokes between the Shilte Gibayrim and the Shar Mishpat on our underlying shayla. Shilte Gibayrim, it sounds like, holds klar that you pay only the hefsid. You pay only the hefsid and that's it. In Cain, in our nida, in the chayra, also you pay only the hefsid. And the Shar Mishpat tells with the Shtarkite that you pay the whole hezik, whatever you are mazik, it doesn't matter what he was mazik. Even if you'll make the chilek, but the Shilte Gibayrim was in a case of Shaimrim. Right, the Shilte Gibayrim's case was. Oh, you mean the second person was a mazik there?
Right.
I mean, Shilte Gibayrim's case was I borrowed something, the second person was a mazik. So maybe we'll make a chilek and we'll say what? That Shaimrim pay more, and mazikim pay less. Does it make sense? The Shomer pays. Does it make sense? There's one way it can make sense. What do we have? Last year, when we learned Hamafkin, we had a Mahalach in why Shomer pay. You would put the lack of Shmira with the other Mahalach. That's a Kabbalah Sachrayus. It was a tzad we had last year that the reason the Shomer pays is because he was a Kabbalah Sachrayus. When you take something, you're knowingly, willingly stumbling into a Kabbalah Sachrayus. Then what you're saying will make sense. It could be mechalik between a Shomer and a Mazik. If you rent me something, So someone's mazik it, he pays whatever he's mastered and he finished. If I lend it to someone, he's makabel on himself to pay me back. Could be a kabbalah sachrayis is different than what you're saying. It makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's see another case. The Shulchan Gibeirim brings a raya from a Gemara in Ayin Ches Amud Beis here in Bava Kamma, Perek Meruba. Helen. Helvik Gemara. Hare Olai Oila. Someone says Hare Olai Oila. The Hifrish Shoyer. When you say Hare Olai Oila, you have a choice. You can bring a shar, which is an expensive animal, or a keves, which is a cheaper animal. So Min said Hare Olai Oila, and he chose an expensive animal. He took a keves. He took a shar. Is he going to get anything to eat from the shar? Nothing, right? It's an oila. Nothing. He separated the keves. Uba achar v'gonav. Someone else came and he stole this shar and he destroyed it. It means it's not around anymore. How much does he have to pay? So the Gemara says he's paiter ganav nafshei b'keves. Hold the Gemara. Yeah. You say Hare Alai Ayla and you take a shar. Let's say a shar costs $5,000. You take a $5,000 shar and you separate that for your own. And you're ready to go to Yerushalayim. And I come and I steal it and I sell it. It's gone. It's not around anymore. I have to pay. So you hear what I could do? I could say, what do I have to pay? Because you said Hare Alai Ayla. You have to replace the Ayla. So tell you what, I'll give you a keves. Keves only costs $1,000. I'll give you a keves. You can be out here and there with the keves. So Gemara says it's good enough. Yes, well, Gemara. I destroyed a shar. I stole a shar, and I'm repaying a keves. Zakti Shulte Gibayrim. Taka Pella this Gemara. It's a Chiddush Atzum. No? He agreed to finish. No? No? You stole a shah and pay a keves. The Shulte Gibeirim must be, you only pay the hefsid that you unhefsid him. Must be, why do you get away with paying just the keves? Because you could say, look, why was I mafsid you? What do you lost do you have? This shah was going to get burnt anyway in the Mizbeach. What loss do you have? Your loss is that you have to replace it. You can replace it with a keves. So I'll pay, I'll reimburse you your loss. That's good enough. Yeah. He said Hare Alai Ola. He didn't say Hare Alai Sharla. He said Hare Alai Ola. So this like, this shar is gone, so I'll replace it with a canvas. It's a more expensive mitzvah, nicer mitzvah. I don't have to pay because you want to do mitzvahs. I'll pay your loss, whatever loss you had. The R goes to Kayanim. So causing indirectly a loss to Kayanim. But there's no Teveya, right? There's no Teveya. What? You lost, but you didn't lose more money. Hegdish didn't lose money. They lost meat that would have burnt on the Mizbeach. All right, it's not a financial loss. There's no financial tefillin. Gemara says more. Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yavi Torah b'nei Yayna. Said you can bring an oila from a pigeon too. Yeah. He has Kedushas HaGuf, he can't be paid. If it gets a moon, then it becomes, then it has no Kedushas HaGuf anymore. But a healthy animal is Kedushas HaGuf, he can't be paid. Pretty good raya, no? It's a pretty good raya. What? The ganav should be chayav dal v'hei, you mean? But by, I think it's by Hegdish, there's no, let's say he wasn't going to be shochet. It wasn't Dav Hayes had gone out and he was either Tavach or Mochar. It wasn't Tavach or Mochar. first of all, I think Hegdish you don't pay Dalet Hay, I think the Gemara says there. But at any rate, the Gemara there is saying that on the Guf Hadava you don't pay more. Al Kapanim, look, the Gemara is a Chiddush Atzum, but the Raya is a Raya. It's a good Raya, no? What? Do I learn out from Hegdish to regular magic? If you can make a chilek, then I won't learn it out. You see, you're not paying Hegdish here. You're really paying the owner who lost the money. He's losing out the Hiddur Mitzvah. He's losing out the Hiddur Mitzvah. But if I stays, I don't know. I only have to pay for the financial hefset I caused him. He doesn't have to do a Hiddur Mitzvah. He can be able to do the Kavis. What's the mass
of business?
See if you cash on the Gemara. See if you cash on the Gemara. The Shulchan Gemara is saying that you have a lot of cashes on the Gemara. But Lamai said there's such a Gemara. It says you only pay the hefset. So the aside we see, cashes, you have cashes. And the aside we see, you only pay hefset. It's interesting, the Mishnah Melech has a shayla. If somebody buys a Mehudadika Esrik for a Sukkis, he buys beautiful Esrik, he spends $200-$300 on an Esrik, beautiful Esrik. And you come, you destroy it. You have to pay him. So the Mishnah Melech has, I don't know if it's a case that actually happened, but he brings it as a shayla of the Maisa. Could the person say, I'll pay you back a kosher esrik? I destroyed an expensive, hit the hood of the esrik. But you could be out with a regular esrik. Just like over here, you want to do it with a shar, but you could be out with a kevis. So maybe you say the same thing. You destroy someone's $300 esrik, I'll give you a $50 esrik. You could be out with a $50 esrik. What? It's not the same. Because there what I destroyed, has a market value of $300. I'll tell you what the Mishnah Malach says. I want the Shar Mishpat say to answer this Raya. The Shar Mishpat says it's not a Raya. There's a fundamental mistake if you learn the Gemara and Ayin Ches the way I explained it to you. The Shar belongs to Hegdish. The Shar doesn't belong to this person. You damaged the shor of Hegdish. That's between you and Hegdish. All right, the halacha is shariyeh below shor shel Hegdish. If you damage the shor shel Hegdish, you're potter. So what? Well, I went and I damaged the shor. Let me finish. I destroyed the shor of Hegdish. I also caused a hefsid to play me. You said harei alai. I did two things. A shor that belonged to Hegdish was destroyed. That I'm potter. Alright, this is the second problem. Problem is, I caused Pliny a hefsid. I was Gorim a hefsid. So for that, I give him a keves, it replaces his hefsid. But I'm not replacing the shar. The shar was Hegdish's shar. If Hegdish would be a person, I would have to pay back a shar to Hegdish. But Hegdish I have a ptur. It's not pshat, I'm paying the keves to replace the shar. The shar I'm putting from replace. Here's a bazundere din. I was garim plainly a hefsid. This is a garmi type of hefsid. It's a bari hazeka. I was garim a hefsid b'yadayim where it's a vali dik a hefsid. If it's a garmi, I'm chayiv to pay. So memela, I have to pay for what I was garim. What was I garim? I was only garim a hefsid of a keves or a tar over the yayna. I was only garim a small hefsid. You can't bring a raya to our case or the case of an esrig where you have to replace the esrig that belongs to him. The esrig belongs to him. You have to replace the whole $300 esrig. So the Shar Mishpat says that the second raya the Shilti, the second case of the Shilti Gevarim, the raya from the Bayan Ches, is also not a raya. And the Mela, the Shar Mishpat disagrees. The Mishnah Melech, although he's not talking about our Shaila, he talks about the esrig Shaila. But he says, come out the same words as the Shar Mishpat. The Dafayin Ches is different. And since it doesn't mean he agrees with them with Eretz Din, but for Meister, it sounds like this Shiloh, do you pay the Hefzid or do you pay the or do you pay the Hezek? Is a machlekes to shutei gevurim the Shar Mishpat. You say Hari Olai, nothing becomes Hegdish. Later, you have to be Mekanyan there, thereby saying Zu Hegdish, by choosing one.
So in this case, I
have you said Zu Hegdish on a certain animal. But Hari Olai is Mechayiv Yubachri Yusai. So you didn't say Hari Zu, you said Hari Olai. So this one became Hegdish, Yaitzi Yaneder. Once it gets destroyed, Yaneder, you are Yaitzi Yaneder. Alright, so this is probably the earliest Makairah is the Shotigabarim, the Shar Mishpat, for this Shar. Stipler takes this to another, opens up another whole case, where this is Negeya, and this is a common case, which is Negeya, do you remember? This Reb Chaim touches on something. You should remember this Reb Chaim. I want to tell you, if you want to remember the Reb Chaim, what you have to do is tell it over to people. Tell it over to Shabbos table. Who cares if the people are interested or not? They're interested, not interested, it doesn't matter. You just tell it over a few times and you'll always remember it. Especially if it's something which is interesting also. The stipler takes this shiloh of whether you pay kafi ha-hezit or kafi ha-hefzit, and he gets into the discussion. He's not the first one. It's a stipler and Arsameach also and Rav Ochanan. They take it into the shiloh if you're mazik someone and that person has insurance for the thing you are mazik. Person has whatever it is, he has a car and you go and you mazik the car, you do $5,000 worth of damage to the car, but he has insurance, he only has to pay $1,000. Now, first thing everyone jumps and says is, but his rates are going to go up. Not talking about his rates going up. It's a separate child. Let's say nothing to do with rates going up. It's a situation where his rates won't go up, or it's not a case with a car. It's a case the person has a rare stamp and he insured it, and you go and you destroy the stamp. But he's going to get back every penny. It's insured. Are you mechuyev any din tashlumin to him, to the person that you are masking? That's the question. He's insured. He has a separate bituach. He has health insurance. Reuven beats up Shimon. Shimon has to go to the doctor. But Shimon has health insurance. I have to pay Ripui. I have to pay his doctor bills. So what's the pashit? Huh? Closing someone on the hefzid over here. I think insurance. Alright, so the shiloh will have to pay the insurance. But that's not my shiloh. My shiloh is, let's say it's a situation we don't have to pay the insurance. Whatever need then is with the insurance is separate need. Okay, let's say it's a situation where the insurance, for whatever reason, I wouldn't have to pay the insurance. Shaila is, do I have to pay this person?
The insurance is paying
for you.
So for your damage,
the
insurance is paying.
Yeah, the insurance is paying. Look, the tzad that I should have to pay, what?
For your damage,
therefore. So therefore, I should be potter? Because they're paying for me. What's the tzad I should be chayiv?
Insurance is a separate deal. The person has insurance.
What's the tzad that what does one thing have to do with the other? It's a separate agreement. I was Mazik Ruve. Ruve has a deal with Shimon. Shimon's going to pay him. So what's that have to do? I was Mazik Ruve. The stipler looks at this again as a shiloh. Do you pay what you are mafsid in? Or do you pay what you will massacre him? The same nidah. And both him and Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chanan is in Ksubis, I think it's Eis Reish Yud Ches, Eis Reish Yud Zayin, and the Kavishim on Ksubis. They both bring a raya from Bava Kama, from the beginning of the 10th Perek, HaGoizel U'Maychel. The halacha is that if I steal something and before the Baila Mamiyayish I stole a Danish from someone, and before the owner is Miyayish, once he's Miyayish, so it's all over, I have to, if it's around I have to give it back, with that or I have to pay, but before he's Miyayish, still his thing, the says there's a ganid, and then there's the oichel. Someone else came, and without anybody's permission, he ate the Danish. So who has to pay the nigdav? The ganid, or the one who ate it? So what's the din? You know what the din is? Huh? What's the din? If this is the case where it says, Ratzon is Zagaiva, Ratzon is Zagaiva. If you want, you can manai from the ganid. If you want, you can manai from the second person. So the stifler on second. Why does the second person have to pay? The one who ate it, did he cause any loss to the original owner? Did he cause any loss to the original owner? He didn't cause him any loss. The guy never has to pay anyway. So why does the eichel, the person who ate it, why does he have to pay? L'chayra. From here it's a raya that you have to pay even if you didn't cause a loss. Because here the eichel didn't cause a loss, and yet he has to pay. This is how the Stifler looks at it. Now, Rabbi Chanan looks at exactly the same thing, and he says it's a raya just the opposite. He says, we see you can't manai from two people. Ratzon mizagaiva, ratzon mizagaiva. Brach of both. So the same thing with insurance. You can't collect from me and from insurance. Come on. You collect from insurance, don't collect from me. You collect from me, don't collect from insurance. Chanan times this, they look at the same Gemara and they see two different things. Well, Chanan says it's a raya from here that you can't collect twice from insurance and from the owner. The Stifler says that it's a raya from here that you have to pay even if you are a master to somebody. You insure the same thing in two different places. Let's say, would that be a shayla? Let's say I insure something in two different places. Can I get paid double? I think in the United States it's illegal to insure something more than one place. Except for life insurance, you can't insure objects. And I may be wrong, but I think you can't. But let's say there was no illegality in the issue. Let's say somebody was insured in two places. Would that be a shayla? If I insure something in two places, is that a shayla?
Sure.
Why? I think insurance would be different. Insurance, I make an agreement with somebody. I can take a $5,000 thing and insure it for $20,000. As long as I don't lie, like, oh, it's worth this much, I want to insure for twice its value. As long as both sides agree, it wouldn't be so much a raya. In fact, it's out of the insurance, not so much a raya. The shayla bor is the mazik. Think of the mazik. The fact that insurance is, no, because if you learn a mazik only pays what he was mafsid someone, Well, do you hold that by the two stamps that you're potter? Because you weren't mafsid him. So then when I mazik someone and he has insurance, so I don't have to, why should I have to pay him? As mazik, he might have to pay his doctor bills. His insurance for his doctor bills. Well, it's true, it's a side agreement, and that agreement is going to be binding no matter what. But me, I have to, mazik has to pay out tashlumin. What's taich tashlumin? Tashlumin is hafsid. If tashlumin is hafsid, so then it's a taiman. I shall only have to pay the hafsid.
The guy's
money
insurance company, they would have to pay?
He's mindful if he decides not to collect insurance. What happens if he says, okay, I won't collect insurance? How can he do that? Huh? How can he do that? So say, I won't collect insurance. Something wrong, I don't know why. If, because your insurance will go out, it's one thing. Let's say a person has health insurance. So say, all right, I won't collect my insurance.
What's the difference between that
and that? I'm not sure. That'd be right. Maybe you could say that. Well, funny. As mazik you, and really bad, you have no hefsid. I don't know why, it doesn't seem right, but okay. Nothing. Maybe it does. Yeah, it's a reason, because he's angry at the other person, so. The stipler is an interesting shita. The stipler shita in this shayla is to be mechalik between a mazik and a ganiv. The stipler shita is to separate taka between a mazik and a ganiv. That. The way he says, if I'm saying it right, he says that a mazik pays whatever the hesed was, and a ganav pays whatever the hefsid was. I believe that's the way he says it. That mazik pays the hesed, and the ganav pays the hefsid, I think. So he says, what's the case of gozel u'machel? If Reuven steals something and Shimon eats it, what's Shimon? A mazik or a ganav? So he brings a machlokes and a sameach and a tzais, whether by gozel u'machel, if Reuven steals something and Shimon eats it, is pshat Shimon is a mazik? So he's a mazik. He ate somebody else's thing. Or you can look at him as a ganav, clapping the original owner. So he brings the machlokes and a sameach and the tzais, he's tailored to that. That you could look up if you want, but you should look up. But fighter, Rabbi Chanan ends with a tzarachin on the shiloh, and this is shiloh whether you pay kafiyah hefsid or not. And stifler is noted to his chiddush to the chalak to the mazik and the ganiv, and that a mazik pays the full amount. Which is again not like the Shilta Gevurah. It brings the Shilta Gevurah. It's like an analogy to Shilta Gevurah. The Yosemeach brought a raya from the Yosemeach, is the same Shiloh with insurance. It's Surus Reish Perik Zayin. The Yosemeach. And he brought a raya from the Gemara Hamafkid, another Gemara Hamafkid. We had a case, which sounds like a very good raya. We had a case, the strangest case of all the strange cases we had at Amafkid, right? There was a case where I rent something from you for 100 days, and you borrow, the owner borrows it back for 90 days. And then he rents it to him for 80 days, and he lends it back for 70 days. And then the animal gets nanas. So there we said that the owner of the animal has to pay the renter four animals. I don't know exactly how, but let's say two animals. He borrowed two animals. First he borrowed a 90-day animal, then he borrowed a 70-day animal. So he has to pay him back two animals. Plus he has to pay him back two animals he has to give him for 10 days each, because he owes them from the Seiros, because he rented it for 100, took it back to 90, so he owes them 10 days Seiros. Then he rented it out for 80 days, took it back to 70. So you have to give him two animals for keeps and two animals for a rental of 10 days each, or one animal for 20 days. And that was the Gemara. So we see, Zaptar Sameach Klar, that paying has nothing to do with Hefsid. It couldn't have been a Hefsid of two animals, there's only one animal. From that Gemara, we see, Zaptar Sameach, that you pay if you have Hefsid, which is again the Mechudish Tikka Mahalach, the Shetik Gevara's Mahalach, that you pay if you have Hefsid. So in that Raya, we said last year, that this Mahalach, the Mahalach, what? You see over there that you pay the Hefsid, not the Hezek. You pay the Hezek, not the Hefsid, because there was no Hefsid of two animals. The most was a Hefsid of one animal. And so to Raya, this is not like the Shulchan Aruch. So that Raya, which at face value seems to be a very good Raya, that we answered last year, because the Gemara anyway is Shver. Any Baal Seichel has a plea on the Gemara. How could it be? There's only one animal and you have to pay back four. So there we went with this Mahalach, that the reason Shayrim or Shayalim pay is because of Kabbalah, they're Makabal on themselves. It's a Kabbalah Sachrayis. So it's no Raya to Dini Mazik Vegan. It's Kabbalah Sachrayis. You pay whatever you're Makabal Sachrayis. Since you're Makabal Sachrayis, that's why you pay. So Mela from Shayrim, you can't bring a Raya. Why do you pay two animals? You're Makabal. You're Makabal to borrow your own animal back from the person you rented it to. So if you're Makabal, you're Makabal. Whatever you're Makabal on yourself to do, you have to do. So that Raya also falls away. We end up, basically, all of the Rayas you can mark off, except that the Shulte Gevarim Klar holds, you pay only Kfiyah Hefsid. That's for sure. And the Shar Mishpat seems, even though he's arguing only in his case, but the Shar Mishpat seems to hold very stark that you pay Kafiyah Hezek, although the Shar Mishpat is talking only in his case, maybe not a Raya Tog case. Reb Chaim says that's our Rajba. Our Rajba and our Gemara, and the Rajba says in our Gemara, the Lai Machal Yekarna, Lai Machal Yekarna means there's no Hefsid. Lai Machal Yekarna means my animal ate the Paris and there's zero Hefsid. And since there's zero Hefsid, that's why it's a Chiddush that you have to pay. The Chiddush is that you do have to pay when there's no Hefsid. Now it's hard to Machal Yekarna, the person has a loss. The Rajba holds, Hard the Lai Machal Yekarna means there was no loss. This clarity that we're clarifying, that's this Gemara. The Hard the Machal Yekarna, there was a loss. Hard the Lai Machal Yekarna, there was no loss. There was no loss. It's different. So that's the point of Fayin, that's the Rajma, this Gemara, that you pay in a case of Lai Machal Yekarna, which is Nida Didan. So this is at least the Gikinakuda. Just you have to realize, well, when they're gone for Pashtus, if I'm Mazik you in a way that is zero Hefsid, and what would be the din? Let's say, I have to think of a good example. What? He still gets paid. What does he get paid? The value of the shachas was done. That's what he gets paid. Well, there's no guarantee the shachas would have grown into fruit either. We're talking in a case. That's the way it works. Usually, barring any strange weather, the earth does the same thing every time. just like a computer does the same thing every time, unless something is done wrong. A machine does. The earth is like a machine. You plant a seed, it grows. It grows. Apparently, that's the way the Rashba understood the disease.
Huh?
No, but it's not any nicker because it's nicker. When you ate the shachas, it's nicker that shachas is gone. But the hezrin nicker means that there's no physical change. You know, if you go over to someone's food and you put in a teeny drop of poison, and it's not nicker, you can't tell. That's hezek nicker. Hezek nicker means a physical hezek. Any nicker means there's nothing physical that changed. Interesting thing. If you cause someone a hezek, and then you somehow in the business make it up for him, you'll never know the difference. Start to pay. Okay, so that's the Papula Deraisa for today. I hope to see you all tomorrow. It's Hashem tomorrow morning.